Timmins, the new NDP candidate in Timmins, came out swinging today. At a press conference to announce his campaign, Corey Lepage said he's disappointed that Timmins lost out on funding for the Homelessness and Addiction Recovery Treatment, HART, hub. "It's time for the new generation to fight for us," he said. "We're the community with the third highest opioid death rate in the province, so it should tell you something that we didn't receive these funds." Lepage is one of two confirmed candidates running in Timmins. Incumbent PC George Peary is seeking re-election. Lepage grew up in Timmins, attended École Secondaire Catholique Terrio, and recently completed his degree in business administration at Université de Hearst's Timmins campus. Earlier this week, when the province announced the sites for the 18 new HART hubs, 8 more than anticipated, Timmins wasn't on the list. Along with the 9 supervised consumption sites transitioning to HART hubs, there will be 27 of the facilities in Ontario. Related. Services Board to hear Plan B for former Timmins Hotel at next meeting. Lepage questions why the Cochrane District Services Board's proposal wasn't approved. Peary backed Living Space. He fought to get a safe injection site to Timmins and he supported community-driven initiatives, said Lepage. "It's time to pass the torch onto a new generation. One that's driven, committed and ready to take action." Timmins Today reached out to Peary's campaign to comment and they are unavailable for media interviews. Lepage added that regardless of politics, the current steps being taken in addressing homelessness, addiction and mental health issues are not working and something needs to change. "No matter where you stand, at the very least, we can agree that doing nothing is only making things worse," he said. "We can't afford to keep our heads in the sand." The HART Hub was one of a flurry of announcements made earlier this week. While Timmins wasn't successful in that bid, it received $9 million to expand the Melview Heights subdivision, and nearly $13 million for Timmins and District Hospital. Election Day is February 27.